Track 7.3, Unit 7, page 84, Exercise 3. Listen to Mandy, a student, talking about her experience of a school exchange. Tick the things she mentions.
Hi, everyone. Miss Piper has asked me along to this meeting because most of you are thinking about getting involved in the exchange program to Spain this autumn. You probably want to know what it's all about. As I've been on an exchange, she thought I could talk a bit about what my experience was like. Then you can ask me some questions. It's good to know what you're getting into before you sign up. Well, I'm studying French, so our class was invited to exchange with a class at a school in France. This was last May, which I think was a great time to go because the weather was amazing. But November will also be interesting for you, I think, as it's coming up to Christmas and there'll be all sorts of exciting things going on. As you'll be going to a different country from me, obviously there will be some differences. But from the point of view of organisation, it's the same. It will all be set up by the teachers and admin staff, and they do a fantastic job. It usually runs very smoothly. The process starts with your application. You have to decide if you want to go and find out what your parents think about it. Then you get matched with a particular student. The school tries to consider your personality and interests, like whether you both like athletics or are keen on hobbies like chess, etc. So you'll have the best chance of getting on. I was matched up with a student called Jean-Paul, who lives in the countryside like me. And who's really into swimming, like me too. Jean-Paul came to stay with me in England first. Luckily, Jean-Paul and I got on really well. He came to school with me every day and told me all about the differences between school life here and in France. I got the chance to see what he meant when I went to stay with him in May. And you'll find there are lots of things they do differently when you go to Spain too. For example, I couldn't believe how long the school day was in France. They start at 8:30 and go on to 5. Mind you, they do have a 2-hour lunch break, unlike here. And they have to go to school on Saturday mornings until 12. No way students here would agree to do that, is there? Another thing that was different was that at school it was the teachers who changed rooms for different subjects, not the students. We stayed in the same classroom all day, apart from science, that is. I'm still not sure which I prefer. There are pros and cons for both systems. I think I was very lucky. I got on very well with Jean-Paul's family, and they took me on loads of trips to different places, so I learnt a lot about the culture while I was there. I also had some time to myself, and I went round the shops to get some presents for the family before I left. That was interesting. Some of the shops are so different. I think that's one of the important things about going on an exchange. You get to see how people in a different country live. It makes you more open-minded. It's also brilliant for your language. Jean-Paul's English improved amazingly while he was here, and now my French is much better too. I know there are stories going round about students who have had bad experiences on an exchange, but they're very rare. And often it's because the English students themselves aren't prepared to try new things, like the food and drink. Personally, I loved having the opportunity to sample a new type of cooking. I bet you'll find the breakfasts are quite unlike anything you're used to. So I would definitely recommend going on an exchange. You get such a lot out of it, and sometimes you make real friends there too. Now, has anyone got any questions?